There are many illnesses and injuries that can't be seen by the naked eye. Depression, epilepsy and schizophrenia, to name just a few. And when you have an invisible issue, it can make life doubly difficult because people don't know and don't understand what you're going through and don't therefore offer you support. Now, Andrea Smith had an accident when she was 17 years old, and since then her acquired brain injury has been her unseen challenge. She's had some substantial battles since then, trying to get employment when you've broken half your bones and bruised your brain, for example. But she encountered some unexpected support just blocks away from where she lives, and she's found a career path that is giving her some real joy. Good morning, Andrea. How are you doing this morning?
Very well, thank you, Joel. I'm very snug and rugged up because it's bucketing down and it's torrential rains and hail, and I've got a tin roof, so it might be a bit noisy.
Oh, look, whereabouts are you, Andrea?
Ulverston.
Rightio. And so the wind and the rain is already there?
Oh, yes.
All right. Now,
I went to bed about midnight, and it's colder now than when I went to bed.
Oh, wow. Because it's kind of nice and sunny in Hobart, but yeah, it is blowing up quite a bit. Now, what was the accident that happened to you when you were a teenager?
Oh, well, just before I went to uni, in the holiday between high school and uni, I was rock climbing one of my favourite beaches, and I was climbing on slate, and I was free climbing, so I wasn't using any ropes or harness, and I was showing off to a boy, and he went up an easy way, and I went up a tricky way, and he goes, "Oh, follow me, this way looks easier," and I said, no, I'll be fine, and I wasn't, and I fell two backward somersaults, and then fell headfirst into the rocks 50 feet below.
Wow. So what did that do to you? What was the damage?
Well, I had about the palm of your hand of the side of my skull put in the deep freeze because it was shattered. I had a extra hematoma, otherwise known as a blood clot. They had to get out of me as soon as I arrived in hospital because it was a blood clot to the brain. I broke my nose, collarbone, ribs, ankle. Did lots of internals, as you can imagine, and they couldn't helicopter me off the beach because I'd been moved around too much in the fall, so they had to stretch me off in an ambulance.
Wow! And how long was the recovery process from that? Just from the physical parts?
I was in the first hospital for a month. I was 17 and incredibly fit and incredibly happy, which the combination of both always helps. I had lots of visitors and my parents and my sister who'd come daily. And then I went to another hospital straight after there for about a week. And then I had physio and specialist appointments for numbers of months after that. And Mum and Dad locked my push bike away because I couldn't move. I couldn't move my neck because I'd broken it. So I had a big brace on, and they caught me riding my bike one day. So they locked it up and they wouldn't give me the key. I know.
Did you feel different with the brain injury you got? Did that make you feel different from when you woke up?
Well, once I'd recovered well, I went to a psychologist and a psychiatrist because all my closest friends and my sister especially, they said, you know, you're just so different. And I went to them and I said, are you sure I'm okay? And they go, yeah, you're fine. But when I went to uni, the second semester of the first year, I wasn't getting uni and I wasn't getting the grades I needed and I wasn't understanding the concepts that I was being taught. And that was really frustrating because I was always a good enough student to go to university, and I would study hard and I would get the grades, and all of a sudden I just wasn't getting it. So I went from one uni to another, and the second year I wasn't any better than the first year, and so eventually I just dropped out and never went back, travelled the world and had adventures all over the place.
Well, it sounds like you found a good alternative. Travelling the world and having adventures is not a bad thing to do when you're a young person, is it?
Oh, yeah, tough life. Yeah.
Look, what were your plans before the accident? Like, what were you going to uni to study?
Oh, sports science. I was the sportiest person, and I loved sports science, and I was hoping to one day help Olympians at the Olympics, or not necessarily train people because I wasn't necessarily a good coach, but just be part of the sporting life. And I was a sport trainer for a gridiron team in Adelaide, and that was good. Lots of strapping and lots of advice and a bit of massage and stuff like that. But yeah, sports science was where I was going to go, and it just fell away. And I guess life gets busy, and you don't look back. And sometimes it's best not to. So I just kept on going and falling into different career paths and different places around the world, and again, different adventures.
What does it mean for you day to day now, the injury that you suffered those years ago? Like, what is it, the adaptations you have to make now?
Well, I was a truck driver in Karratha, in Western Australia, when I was 40, and I lost my commercial truck driving license because of it. I had a fit when I was 17 on the rocks, because my brain was so damaged by the whole experience, and I had another one when I was 40, which was a long time between ever having them, so it was very unexpected. So I have another silent problem that hasn't reoccurred, but I take medication so that it won't come back.
But you've recently found, well, a couple of really good things in your life recently. You found a support group and you found work that you love.
I know. I've just finished training to be a swimming teacher, and I get to teach people how to swim and give them confidence and help them better themselves. And these are mostly children between the age of 4 and about 15. So yeah, it's like I don't have to wear a uniform or makeup or jewelry. I wear a pair of bathers, and I get to hang out with people that want to do something that they are interested in learning to do.
When I wear bathers to work, I just get in trouble. It doesn't work for me here, unfortunately.
No doubt, no doubt.
And I guess you've kind of recovered that sporting life that you were after.
I have, yeah, and they do offer a free gym experience there as well. So I can only look forward to looking slimmer and fitter for the rest of ever. That's my goal anyway. Thank you.
Now,
And as for
what's the support group that you found?
Just when COVID, just before COVID started, the first time, there was a Facebook ad for an organisation that, hold on a second, I can't always remember things. Just
Yep.
have a look. The Brain Injury Association of Tasmania. There was a meeting here in Ulverston, and I wasn't doing anything. So I went along, and I heard other people's stories of how they had an acquired brain injury, whether it be a stroke or a car accident or things like that. And I told my story, and everyone just, like, the jaw dropped and looked at me, and it's just like, what? It's like they're going, that's a pretty big deal, and you're walking and talking and everything. And I'm going, yeah. So I don't know. I guess I don't think about the injury as that big a deal anymore because I've had it for so long. But this organisation said, well, what can we do for you? And I said, well, I don't know, what can you do for me? And they said, well, we can help you find a job. And so they put a video together, and they interviewed me on the video. So it was like a talking resume.
Oh,
And
that's good. That's a good
I
idea because
know.
you talk
Yeah.
well.
Thank
Even
you.
yeah,
Thank
so so you know that would work really well for you. Did you
Well,
feel
yes,
like
like it, go on.
you feel like you'd found your people?
Yeah, because so many people sadly don't use the service. So the ones that come every meeting, which is on this Tuesday at 10:30 to 12 at the Recreation Centre in Ulverston. When new people come, it's interesting to hear how they got their acquired brain injury and where they're at their recovery or their realisation of what they can, what services are out there that can help them. So it's not just about getting a job, it's about medical assistance or seeing specialists. And this organisation, they do their damnedest to do everything they can possibly do for each person. It's just a matter of saying, how can you help me? And it's a very empowering realisation that, when I was 17, I smashed my brain up and it was swollen and it took a long time to calm down and recover.
Andrea, look, I'm afraid I'm running out of time, so I'm going to have to wrap things up. It's been so lovely talking to you. Thank you so much for sharing your story with it. I do appreciate it.
Sure. Well, it's the Brain Injury Week next week, starting Monday. So if anybody out there realises that they have an acquired brain injury...
I'll get that info out after the news, Andrea.